So when your dad first came to Granite City, what type of work did he do?
Well, when he first came, I don't know what kind of work he did then, but when we came, we found him, he had a saloon, mm-hmm. a saloon with another man, two of them. The other man's family was already here, and so we came, and he didn't stay there too long, so he went and got a job at the American Steel factory that's there in Lincoln Place in Granite City. Mm-hmm. And so he worked there.
And then later he owned a grocery store.
Oh,
correct?
Later on, I'll tell you what. I was married. I went to school to learn the language mm-hmm. and everything. I didn't go any further than the eighth grade because my dad thought I was educated enough, you know, because others didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, my mother didn't know English at all, I don't think. And then he said, you stay home. You have brothers and sisters to help your mother with. And I did. So around 19 years old, 20, I got married to John Kirchhoff. And he was a grocerman. He was a grocerman about 2 years with another man as partners. They were both partners. And a couple of years after that, we bought out the building that is still there, that mm-hmm. Mr. Levachev had the building, and we kept the store, paid him rent, you know, for about 15, 20 years. And then across the street from 8 to 24, mm-hmm. we built our other store. And so many years, my children were in school, and so many years after that, my husband passed away in 1950.
So did everyone work in the grocery store, you and the children also?
Oh, yes. Well, they were in school, they went to college and everything, but when they were home, we all helped. I helped too. Where was that article written? Turn it off.
When you were a child in Granite City, what types of games did you play?
Well, I'll tell you what, the community clubhouse in Lincoln Place, which is still there, mm-hmm. was our everything to everybody. We used to go there on Sundays, have Sunday school. They used to have teachers from different churches, and Commonwealth, Mr. Morey and Mr. Howard, built the community clubhouse for us there.
Mm.
For all the immigrants, and they used to have teachers come from downtown. Miss Prather and Mrs. Needles were wonderful leaders, and we had Sunday school there. And as time went on, they had basketball games, and we used to have entertainment. We used to have meetings with different ladies groups. The ladies group that I had for 75 years,
mm-hmm.
We used to meet there. And we had it like home, which is still the same way. They had a lot of new children. Of course, after I moved out of there in 1957, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
let's see, he passed away, 56 or 57. After I moved out, I built this house. I didn't go as often, but we used to have wonderful leaders. Miss Prather, that was Mr. Moore and Mr. Howard had her to handle, to be in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like a mother to me. That was living across the street we lived, you
mm-hmm.
know. And she used to come down all the time. And I used to be with her very close. And she used to have sewing classes for the girls, of which I was so surprised that the lady that came down during the war as a nurse for us to make bandages during the war,
mm-hmm.
that she's still living.
Oh, really?
A few years ago or so, I was talking with, I didn't know that was her daughter, Mrs. So-and-so, and then I said to her something about Lincoln Place, and I said, we had a nice woman that came down, was teaching us how to make bands and what else they made. They used to make other things anyway for the soldiers.
During World War II?
Yes, for the soldiers. And I have a picture of her, I think, with her cross and everything. And she says, well, that was my mother. I says, is that right? I you put her name.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me her name, and I and her daughter belong to the museum we have in Granite City. We're members. And then through that, I met her mother again.
Mm-hmm.
And at Christmas parties every year, we get together, our group, and I see her, which is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that is nice. So there were several, the immigrants in Granite City came from several countries.
Yes.
In Europe. Did, did
let
all
me tell you?
Yeah.
All right.
Please.
First, I got acquainted, we got acquainted. As customers came in, you get acquainted with them. We had Armenians.
Mm-hmm.
Many Armenians came there. And then we had Hungarians. We had Germans. I think there was a Bohemian, too, that I knew, because that wasn't too big of a place, you know. And we had then Mexicans start coming in quite a bit, quite a few we had, which still now there's few that are living.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is there?
Did all of the groups get along well together?
We all got along. We children all met at the community club, also went to school together, and our parents didn't speak English, but they started gradually. Some parents that came in, they naturally learned the mm-hmm. English language. But my mother, to tell you the truth, she was older, and she died soon. She didn't know very much, very little. But thank goodness we managed.
Yeah.
We managed. We had a lot of nationalities. Romania, German girl was wonderful.
So how important was church?
Well, now I'll start. How important was the first church? I'll even let you have. The first church was St. Kirill and Methode, Granite City, Lincoln Place.
Mm-hmm.
Was built on Maple Street, the middle of Maple Street. And the way, this is the first church, not only in Granite City, the first Orthodox church in America. It was first started to be built in Madison, but something came up there during the Depression that they couldn't build it. So it was built here, and this church is still there on Maple Street.
Hmm.
After we left, I was married, all Macedonia, Bulgaria, and that church. After we left Lincoln Place, moved out here, well, then we turned the church over to Armenians,
hmm.
And they had it for quite a few years, until now they moved on pontoon. They built one 5 years ago, beautiful big church. And this was left closed, and I heard it one time that they had someone else, another religion of some kind there. I don't know exactly. I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry, I should have. But you could get this and read it. If there's anything of interest to you,
okay,
take it. I don't care. Whatever you want of interest. This is the main thing about the church.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Now, then, in 19, whatever year you have here, I guess 69 it was. No, it must have been there before. You got it all.
So after you moved here, did your family continue to cook traditional food from Macedonia?
Oh, yes. Oh, we still do. The other day, my sister, we liked long peppers. They're not the mango peppers, they're long peppers. There's a couple of farms that have on here.
Mm-hmm.
And we chop them up and have a little oil, olive oil or something, the peppers and tomatoes. We saute the peppers first and tomatoes. And really, it's a side dish
mm-hmm.
that some people put the onions in and some people don't. You know how it is, we
mm-hmm.
change all right. But oh, that. We just had lunch with that, to make a sandwich out of that.
Mm.
it's like Beyond Diet.
Yeah.
It's nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes, we still cook our chicken the way we... I still make, with dough, cottage cheese and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and most of our people still, the old people, not the young people, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Like my granddaughter, she'll take, she buys the phyllo dough, makes it out of the phyllo. You've known what the phyllo dough is? It's dough in a freezer.
Mm-hmm.
They sell it, already rolled out, thin sheets like this. And then it's in the freezer, so you have to work with it real fast, put your cottage cheese and your butter or everything, and roll it up and bake it. It's delicious.
Now, what is that called?
We call it zelnik. Now, the Macedonians call it zelnik, and different parts of Macedonia, they call it pita. Pita is more of a Greek word, because now part where I was born in Macedonia is under the Greeks. When we had a war, it shows in here somewhere, so many years ago, they divided our Macedonia. They gave part of it to Greece, and part is Macedonia, which now, if you ever read the paper, see, you're too young for that to be involved in politics. European, we get in the Post all the time. Even the other day, it had a little article again about Macedonia looking for its freedom. At that time that we divide up, so where my distant relatives live there are under Greeks. They all had to change their name instead of OFF to OS. The Greeks, most of them have OS.
Mm-hmm.
And Macedonians and Bulgarians have an OFF.
Hmm.
See, but as soon as we see OFF, we know it's Bulgarian and Macedonian. But with the interchange now, marriages and here in America, we have all kind of names.
Oh, yeah.
It's probably your family, I don't know what it is, but probably your family's the same way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Earlier you mentioned about that you were a member of the Bulgarian Ladies Aid Society.
Yes.
Now, was that affiliated through the church?
No.
No.
No. We organized that. See, I've been president of that for so long that 2-3 years ago we dissolved the organization. We celebrate our 75th anniversary. You know, these ladies were all old when they came there. I don't mean old. They were in their 20s, early marriages. All these women married in Europe, early, they all came. This was my mother. This was my aunt. That's me back there.
Mm-hmm.
This was taken, here's a community clubhouse, and my grocery store is right across the street from it. And we used to always meet here. It didn't cost us anything. Mm-hmm. We used to have our meetings every month for every year. Let's see, did we have in this one, Miss Prather? No, in the first, second year, this must be the fifth year celebration. I don't remember exactly. I didn't even write it on this one. But I've got other records to show it.
Mm-hmm.
But we organized it with, about 10, 15 women that used to get together. And we called them Macedonian Bulgarian because we speak the same language.
Okay.
As an organization. And it grew to the point that we were up to 75 members. And then this one died, that one died. And I have beautiful articles that I used to put in our local newspapers know about the organization. But when it came to the point, what our law was, that in case one member dies, we give them a little donation all those years. And when it came to, and we had a lot of money, and we came to about 3 years ago, I thought I'd have those papers here, but I don't, and I don't want to take your time to...
Oh, that's fine.
Is it all right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I'll find some.
Okay.